This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Terror falls across the land. Hashtag Whittle Wednesday is close at hand. As improvisers and workforce cats, we'll terrify y'all's podcast apps. And whosoever shall dare try to lampoon Erin's closed eyes must sit through Addle's puns and barbs as JPC steals their magic cards. The foulest noise is in the air, the groans of 40,000 listeners, as the solution to each riddle asked ends up being such fucking trash. For though the puzzies posed seem fine, the answers will be shitty, for no mere mortal shall resist the evil of these riddies.
I'm very tired, play the theme.
The doctor was the mummy. He stood on a block of fat.
Both of them were swamp things. It was the cabin in the woods. He stabbed it with an icicle. The works and the horse's neck dead.
Welcome to Blair Riddle Riddle. This is Adorify, and I'm Count Puzzula. Do we like that? Count Puzzula.
Yeah, that's an approving.
And my phrase, of course, is I want to suck your butt.
Oh, gosh.
Why?
Right at the beginning of the podcast.
Well, that's Count Puzzula's. I don't make it up. I'm just channeling Count Puzzula.
Okay, Aaron, do you have a spooky name for what you are this week?
I didn't think of one. I thought you were going next.
I have one for JPC.
Oh, okay. What? Well, yeah.
If you need one.
Yeah, please.
David S. Puzzies. Any riddies?
You read that off notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. This is JPC, a.k.a. David S. Puzzies. Any riddies?
And Aaron and I are a part of it.
Oh, God.
Someone doesn't watch SNL Weekly.
Is that what you think the show is called, SNL Weekly?
Yeah.
And I'm Aaron Keith, and you have one for me that you want to say.
Yours is, you're going to be Dabula. It's like Dracula that just dabs.
Wait, why not?
I want a new one.
Why not like Scaren Keith or something
or
like that?
Or like Spooky Sleepy Witch.
That's what you are. That's what I had written down was Spooky Sleepy Witch.
Spooky Sleepy Witch.
Ooh, Spooky Sleepy Witch.
G-g-g-g-g. It's SS-dub.
I work with kids, and over the summer I dyed my hair darker.
Oh, well, thank God you said your hair, because yep. What a cliffhanger.
Over the summer, I dyed.
Dyed.
My hair.
Any puzzies?
And they ran up to me when school started, and they were like, Aaron! And then they all made a horrible face, and they were like, oh. And one girl was like, you look like a witch!
Damn.
So
that must have been hard for you.
No, it made sense. I look a lot more like a witch.
Well, that brings us to our first, and this is a Halloween episode, of course, or Puzzyween. Puzzyween? That doesn't...
So this is Puzzyween. Everybody knows this is Puzzyween. The podcast is Hey Riddle Riddle.
Well, Aaron, I was going to say that brings us to a first segment, which is going to be called Witch Court,
mm-hmm.
where you as a spooky sleepy witch get to take these kids to court. So let's go ahead and pop right into that.
We've taken a day off from Bitch Court so this can happen. We allow Witch Court every October 31st.
Okay, and you are the witch on trial?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll make the statements. Don't just make big statements.
No, I thought I'd just walk in and start talking. Is that how court works?
Don't look at me. I'm a bailiff.
Okay. And I'm the woman who types so fast.
Oh, the stenographer.
No.
And see. Oh, ooh, we still got it.
We're not warmed up. I have a question for both of you.
Yeah.
What is the best Halloween costume you've ever had?
Sexy or unsexy?
Well, Adel, you were wearing it, so I don't think sex is going to be a problem.
A boom, 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 into my life.
Because one year I went as Jackie O'Lantern, which was like Jackie O, but a carved pumpkin.
Did you really?
And she had brain innards all over her dress.
Interesting, yeah. That's
no,
a fun
I
costume.
I never did that. Yeah. But
it really does go along the way with you're young. Yeah. that whole image.
Yeah, Jackie. All kids know Jackie O, right? She used to be Jackie Kennedy. I one year dressed up as like a mom, and then I had a wrapped swath of, what do you call that, swaddling. And then I had this goblin puppet that my right hand was in.
Uh-huh.
So I basically wrapped my right hand in swaddling, had a goblin puppet, and then had a fake arm on my right that was attached underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like I had both arms in use, but I was controlling this puppet. So I'd hold my baby, and then I'd be like, do you want to see my baby? And people would say, yeah, thinking it was just like a dummy. And then I would turn it and make it move, and people would flip out.
How old were you?
Big hit. This is probably 10 or 11.
Okay. Years ago?
I'm sorry?
Years ago?
11 years ago, when I was 47.
My mom used to, like, sew our Halloween costumes.
Cool story. We're talking about costumes.
Great. She made us Ninja Turtle costumes one year.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty dope.
Ooh, can we guess which one you were?
Made Power Rangers costumes, too.
I feel like you're a Raphael.
Interesting.
You would have gone for Michelangelo, but you're a total Raphael.
I'm not a Michelangelo. I'm definitely
No, you're a Raphael.
I'm party dude. I'm probably, because Raphael is like sarcastic.
Yeah. He's
Donatello's smart. That's my older brother. My little brother's a Michelangelo, and I'm definitely a Raphael.
Nice.
But everybody looks up to me like I'm a Leonardo.
I was a lamp for Halloween once.
From the Brave Little Toaster, or just...
Oh, no, I wish.
From
that
Beauty,
movie is
from
scary, by the way. Has anyone revisited Brave Little
and
Toaster?
And that brings us to our first dead stop.
No.
Wait, you're claiming the movie Brave Little Toaster is scary.
Oh, Aaron, I'm sorry. Have you not seen it?
I haven't revisited it. Why is it scary?
Okay, there's... And I'm remembering bits and pieces because I'm still traumatized.
Oh, good.
But
so this is an incomplete memory.
Yep. So the radiator, terrifying. There's a vacuum that I think is scary. They fall
like
into
John
quicksand together. And then the blanket's like, help.
Well, what is it supposed to yell?
I don't know. It's scary. I'm telling you. People get me out there.
I don't know what I expected, but I honestly expected you to describe something that was scary. But what you described was like, I remember three characters from the movie and a scene. And I was like,
I love just the radiator. Scary. I don't think she's talking about the movie. I think it's just life in general.
But I was a lamp and it would turn. My dad put a flashlight. It was like a headband on
that's
with a lampshade. And my dad put a flashlight in it. I would just be like, oop, I have an idea.
And you were 23, 22.
Yeah, I didn't get kissed for a long time.
Didn't they base a Drew Barrymore movie on you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ever After?
I couldn't think. Charlie's Angels.
No, wait, what's the one in Boston? Fever Pitch.
Oh, Fever Pitch.
Which we reenacted on this very show.
Yeah.
Aaron,
one of my faves.
Before we get into warm-up riddles, I have to, because the three of us took a road trip the other day to do a spooky escape room. Which we'll do something with eventually. But you were telling me, while we were in the car, you told me a story about the first time you watched The Ring.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think I think we need to let listeners know
Wait,
about.
How did I miss this? Because
Before we picked you up.
Gotcha.
That was before you got in the car. So
now people can know the car order. I fucked up. Stupid JPC.
I was in the fourth grade, I think, when The Ring came out. And I was under explicit instructions to not see it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was forbidden. But I went over to my friend Julie's house, and her sister was babysitting us. So we fully watched it.
Older sister or younger sister?
Older sister was watching And we watched The Ring, and it's everything I hate about everything, and it was terrifying to me.
When you were, what, 10 years old?
10. It's my friend Julie. So when we were growing up, we used to just sleep over each other's houses for like a full weekend. And I think her and I stayed up for 48 hours fully. Like, we could not sleep. We watched 10 hours of Winnie the Pooh
Ring?
After just to like calm ourselves down.
Cleanse our palate.
And then I got picked up by my mom and I went home and I started taking a shower. and I fell asleep standing up in the shower with shampoo still in my hair. And my mom was like, she's been in there for like an hour and a half. And she came in and she saw me sleeping, standing up. And she was like, you watched The Ring. You watched The Ring. I told you not to. And I was like, I'm going to be scared for a year.
Mothers, if you see your daughters sleeping, standing up, mm-hmm. know that they watched The Ring.
And I still feel like I'm messed up from that movie. That and The Exorcist messed me up.
Yeah, those movies aren't for 10-year-olds.
Didn't you say anytime you smell a certain shampoo, you
Yeah,
like,
when I smell Dove shampoo, I think The Ring, because that was the shampoo I had in the shower. Oh, brother.
Just some more insight into Aaron Keefe's scary, sleepy witch brain.
And also, Aaron, thank you for blowing Dove as a sponsor, because they'll never sponsor the podcast now. And Unilever is one of the biggest companies in the world.
That's
so
true. And real women. Isn't that their slogan?
What's that? Unilever?
No.
Oh. Unilever. We make products of real women. Ooh.
Let's go ahead and get into the, I'll call these thriddles. Is that fun?
I don't know. Is anything fun?
Not anymore.
Thriddles. So wait, what is that a play on?
Like riddles, but they're thrilling. Thriddles.
Hmm. Okay.
Can't wait for Halloween to be over. Let's do this.
What else? I have also here in my notes to mention R.I.P. Riddies' Puzzies.
What? Oh, Riddies' Puzzies. I was going to say like R.I. Puzzies.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well.
This is the same thing. You're just not fully saying what the...
Welcome back to Hey Riddle Riddle, the podcast where we all shit on each other's ideas.
Here we go. So the first warm-up we're going to do is actually from a horror movie. This is from A Nightmare on Elm Street. Aaron's eyes are closed.
Wait, so this is a riddle that took place in a horror movie?
No, this is just something you have to answer or suss out. So in A Nightmare on Elm Street, that involves which villain?
The
Christmas?
Freddy.
The Christmas guy. That's right. Freddy Krueger, the Christmas guy.
The,
and there is a... So he terrorizes kids in their sleep, in their dreams. And there's a little childhood nursery rhyme that the kids sing about Freddy Krueger. It does rhyme. It is a nursery rhyme. So okay. It does rhyme.
But does it rhyme?
It rhymes. So each line is going to have like an AA rhyme within the line.
Got
so
it.
For example, I'm going to give you the first one. The first one is 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. Cool. So it's two numbers, and then the last word of the line will rhyme with the second number. Make sense?
1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. It makes sense, yeah.
3, 4.
Here we go. 3, 4.
You're a bore.
3, 4. Your mother's a whore. I've never seen these movies, so I'm assuming, is that
one,
what he sounds
two.
Like?
Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, lock your door.
That's what it is.
Lock your door.
It's nice. Better lock your door, but Aaron.
Okay. Lock your door. No. Okay.
5, 6.
I'm going to suck your dicks.
5, 6.
Yeah, because the kids in the movie have many dicks. Like one kid has two dicks.
No. Well, okay. Well, I haven't seen the movie.
A kid he will pick.
5, 6.
6. What does 6 rhyme with? 6.
Think religion.
Crucifix.
Yep.
Ooh.
5, 6, grab a crucifix.
Grab a crucifix. Does that mm-hmm. help against him?
And next part is 7, 8.
Let's go on a date.
Yeah, because eventually he tries to scare him and then it doesn't work. So he's like, let's.
It's a romantic comedy.
Seven, you've earned my love.
7, 8.
My period's late.
You're going to hate. 7, 8.
No, it's my period's late.
My period's late?
Is it? Okay.
I'm going to put you on a plate.
Bait.
Remember, this is the kids singing and not Freddy Krueger.
What? I've been playing this game wrong the whole time.
Is the rhyme hate?
No.
Okay, wait. So it's 1, 2.
Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4. Better lock your door. 5, 6. Grab a crucifix. 7, 8.
It might be too late.
Very close.
Before it's too late.
Before it's too late?
Very close.
It's already too
late.
If
he kills them in their dreams, they don't want
to
what?
Go to heaven.
Yep.
Oh, stay awake.
Stay awake.
But you have the...
Awake, right. Awake too late.
Stay up.
Too late.
Stay up too late.
Gonna stay up late.
Gonna stay up late.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Home stretch. 9, 10. Along the same lines as what we were just talking about. 9, 10.
Sweet dreams, little children.
Mm-hmm.
9, 10.
Again, this is from a kid's perspective. Yeah.
Kids call themselves little 9, children. 10.
JPC so effortlessly slips into the villainous role.
When?
9, 10. When I suck your dicks. 9, 10.
Never.
Sleep again.
Never sleep
That's
again.
That's what it is.
Nice.
Does that make you want to watch the movie?
This is crazy because I just watched the movie like a day ago. I've never seen it. I've really never seen like any scary movies. I've seen The Ring, but I watched it at an appropriate age, like sixth grade or whatever.
That's what Aaron was in.
Yeah.
I hate scary movies. I hate horror movies so much.
Here's some more warm-up. These are, I got to be honest, it is very hard to find quality scary puzzles. A lot of them are just jokes.
If you're listening out there and you can make quality scary puzzles, you're a millionaire.
Then hit us up next year for the 2019 Riddleween.
We'll be long dead.
Puzzleween? What did we say?
Puzzleween?
So here we go. Here's another warm-up one. You're in a room and there's a ghost in the room, but you're the only one in the room. How is this possible?
You're a ghost.
That's what it is?
Wait.
No way. Fuck off.
You're in a room and there's a ghost in the room. This sounds like a third grader who like wrote a book report. You're in a room, but there's a ghost in the room, but you're the only one in the room. How is this possible? You're the ghost.
And not only does it sound like that, that's most likely what it is.
On the website that I found this on, it says, is this worth sharing? And it has 1,020 downvotes.
1,020 downvotes. That's so funny. I hope it's like a dad who posted that for his kid and had to go back to his kid and be like, actually, Timmy, the internet hates you.
You have to be homeschooled. Yeah.
What are the movies where people are ghosts and they don't know they're ghosts?
What are the movies?
Yeah, there's like, I feel like there's a few movies where you're a ghost and then the people are like, oh, I was the ghost the whole time.
Sense? Sixth Sense and the Richer.
There's that one.
But he knows Sixth he's Sense a ghost, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
What? Oh, there's no, the one. He doesn't know he's a ghost? That's the whole thing of the movie.
I don't think so.
he doesn't know he's dead.
I don't think so.
He thinks he's
Bruce
helping
Wells
the kid.
Doesn't know he's dead.
Yeah.
But there's also The Others, which I think is like Nicole Kidman during like Civil War or something.
Yeah, Mark
she's
Wahlberg.
In her house and she's like, someone's haunting
she's
my house.
She's in her house and someone's haunting her. And then it turns out her and her family are ghosts.
Because she's
and the people
her
that
kids.
Are haunting her are actually the new tenants and they're haunting them.
Did she have a British accent in that movie?
I think so. Because I think it's set in
Britain. Is that movie any good? Because what you just described sounds bad.
I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, so it is good.
It's been a while since I saw it, but I remember liking it.
It's no Moulin Rouge.
No. Let's get down to business. Oh, wait, what did you say?
What?
What movie did you just say?
That's so mean.
Oh.
Moulin Rouge.
Let's make Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
Let's get down to business. I have consumption. Because you can.
Is the old lady in Titanic a ghost at the end of Titanic? She's a ghost and she's telling... Because she died on the thing. She froze to death,
she's
right?
She's the diamond.
Oh, brother.
Where Art Thou? He's a ghost in that as well.
Oh, brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brave Little Toaster.
Brave Little Ghoster.
The blanket's a ghost?
Other people will agree with me that it is scary.
We'll see. We'll leave it up to Twitter.
Yeah. We'll leave it up to Twitter, but you can't do votes on Twitter anymore.
That's right, because Trump.
Trump took it away.
Here we go. The man who makes it doesn't need it. The man who buys it doesn't want it. The man who gets it doesn't know it. What is it?
Poop. That works for most of that.
I've never seen Aaron look so disappointed.
Get used to it. Can you say that again?
Sure. The man who makes it doesn't need it. The man who buys it doesn't want it. The man who gets it doesn't know it. What is it?
Killed.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of spooky answers because you wouldn't say it unless it was a spooky
answer. HPV.
a gravestone.
Very, very close.
A coffin.
Yes, that's it.
Damn it.
That's it.
That's nice.
And Aaron is right too, just for JPC and for listeners, keep in mind this is a Halloween episode, so it's Riddies and Puzzies and Ouija's and Zombies, and every answer will be scary.
Ouija's and Zombies.
What is dead, cold, hard, and surrounds a cemetery?
My
feelings.
Aaron's butt.
Aaron's butt. Yeah, my butt.
Dead, cold,
hard,
and surrounds a cemetery. I mean, I want to say fence.
It's a fence.
What? How is this a riddle?
Who is old, has a white beard, performs magic, but is forgotten on Halloween?
Old Man Puzzles.
Santa.
Santa Claus.
I cannot believe how easily I'm getting these.
Here, this is
But are these riddles?
No, these are terrible.
Yeah, these are kids, like jokes for kids to tell other kids.
But they're horrifying, which is fitting for the theme.
Oh.
Apropos. This is my favorite one.
Edgar Allan Poe.
That's nice. Fantastic, actually. I can't get mad at that because it's great content, and that's what we're looking for.
That's the first time it's happened on the show where Adel's gone. Okay.
I was like, oh, well, you've earned my respect.
I want to get mad, but I can't
because
it's too
good. Let's get down to business.
This guy's got me scared to death. That's the best part of Mulan, isn't it?
I don't remember that part.
It's from I'll Make a Man
Mulan,
Out of You.
Yeah.
Oh.
This guy's got me scared to death.
It sounds like Lin-Manuel Miranda's like popping into Mulan. Yeah.
This guy's got me scared to death.
That's three times you've said that.
Yeah.
If you say it in the mirror two more times, that character will appear. My favorite part is that Harvey Fierstein is playing a Hun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that ages well.
This guy's got me scared to death.
Four times. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the ugliest lady of them all? This is my favorite one so far.
Me.
Mirror, no. Mirror on the wall. Who's the ugliest lady of them all?
It's not me, because I'm hot as hell.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. Hashtag hot as hell. Hashtag keeping it real.
Hashtag Boston 8. Hashtag Chicago 9. Hashtag LA 2. Hashtag
LA is enough.
LA 2.
Erin literally just fell out of her chair.
How did that happen?
Wouldn't happen to an LA 3, I'll tell you that.
I'm definitely in LA too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I just fell out of my chair.
Oh, also, last episode, Erin said, I think you said hashtag attitude.
Attitude.
And no, I didn't pick up on that. And Twitter was upset that nobody picked up on that. But that's pretty great. So Erin has keeping it real. I have attitude. JP has Papa Horny for Puzzies.
Yeah,
or what else
JP
do you
so
have?
Horny. It's just JP so horny to be simple. And I'm proud of that, and I do have a mom that listens to this show, and
here,
we all
just,
do. So
we're just
going to
move on from this one. So it's mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the ugliest lady of them all? The answer is...
Oh, hold on. I feel
you're not
like,
going to get it.
Well, no. Not only am I not going to get it, I feel like there's no right answer to this, because any answer that I say is like me calling a woman ugly, correct?
But you did that to me just before the podcast started.
A woman, Erin.
You just called Erin an LA 2, and then you're concerned about insulting these hypothetical riddle people.
Wait, I really want to slow down for a second. Did you call me a Boston 8, a Chicago 9, and then an LA 2? That math doesn't work out.
I feel like the East Coast and the West Coast is harder. In the Midwest, it's all easier.
What's great about me and my looks is that I'm a 1 wherever I go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a straight one, a gay dead.
Yeah. A gay dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just, we're going to move on from this. So it's mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the ugliest lady of them all? And the answer is.
Hold on. I just want to acknowledge when I said that I was a gay dead, KJ died.
We finally got him to laugh.
Most of the community will agree with me that I'm a gay dead.
Boy.
Sorry, what's the answer?
We're never going to hear it. I tried to say it three times and I got interrupted each time.
We're
moving on.
No, Adam,
here's the
deal.
No, we're moving on.
Oh,
I'm Count Puzzula. What I say goes, I want to suck your butt.
Count
Well, here's
Puzzula
the thing. You can punish us, but don't punish our listeners.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything wrong.
Listeners really want to know who the ugliest woman is.
Here's what I'll say.
Okay.
I'll give the answer for the Halloween episode in 2019.
Good.
That's a promise.
I'm willing to wait for it.
Here we go. We're moving on to our full full riddles.
Full riddles.
Shouldn't there be like we? There's no ceremonious thing that happens in between our warm up riddles and our regular riddles. Should we start something?
Yeah, let's do something. Let's go ahead and just say that Rudy Kitty died.
Oh God.
Each time.
Each time we've. Riddy Kitty dies, and we have to resuscitate Riddy Kitty by getting right answers.
Oh, God, that's dark.
This is so dark.
Or else Canoe Dog will take Riddy Kitty across the River Styx.
The River Styx?
Paddling across the River Styx.
We've fully sunk into this Halloween theme.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we want to do in between warm-ups and the full blown?
I didn't have an idea when I said it, which is usually how my brain works. I just talk and I wait for something good to happen or bad to happen. I don't know. I'll think about it.
Should we give each other compliments? Okay, why don't you start? Oh, I didn't have any. I just want compliments.
Well, maybe because we're so mean to each other all times, we should say something nice.
Okay, yeah.
Someone should say a positive, nice thing.
But since it's a Halloween episode, it should be inverted. So something nasty.
Yeah, so since we're normally we're all very mean to each other, and so we're going to start saying something nice to each other. But since it's Halloween, let's all say one nasty thing.
I think I have it. I think I got what it is. And I'm expecting full support as soon as I finish my sentence.
Just so you know, I'll give it to you, but that's a really stupid thing to expect.
Each of us has to tell the other how we think they're going to die.
Oh, okay.
We should all say it at the same time.
Yeah, that's good podcasting. Yeah.
That's good podcast.
I love this. So we're gonna think about how we think that the other person is gonna die.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll start first.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say Aaron.
Oh.
A fight in Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
At a pool party.
Mm-hmm.
JPC.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say in Indiana.
I mean, that's not a bad guess.
I'm just gonna, yeah, cause of death, Indiana.
Indiana,
yeah,
Indiana's a big cause of death.
So there we go.
I feel like going into Indiana, I have secondhand diabetes just from like existing in that place.
Well, let's insult an entire state. I know how JPC is gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
JPC is gonna be at a zoo. And he's going to be so annoyed that an animal's being boring. He's going to be like, wake up, lion, wake up. And then the lion's going to kill him.
Okay, now we have to see that. So JPC, you're JPC.
Yes.
Aaron, you're going to be the lion. I'll be the local zookeeper.
Okay.
And here we are in a zoo in Indianapolis. Welcome to the Indianapolis Zoo.
Is this the best lion you have?
It's the only animal we have, sir.
This is the only animal you have?
JPC, you know me.
Oh, my God.
It's me, Uncle Greg.
I do have an Uncle Greg.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Duh, because it's me.
Oh, Uncle Greg, what are you doing at the zoo?
Well, I started working here. Remember when you stole those Magic the Gathering cards?
Yeah, I was 14.
I went to bat for you and got fired from my job as an astrophysicist. And now I work at the zoo.
Well, Uncle Greg is a scientist.
Are you joking?
Yeah, this is funny.
Of course you're not, because it's me.
Yeah.
So that's what I do now.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me put this gremlin away. I got that wet and put it out in the sunlight. Two things I shouldn't have done. So,
yeah.
Since I'm your uncle and
I'm sorry, did you say you got a gremlin wet?
Yeah.
You got a mogwai wet, turned into a gremlin.
We've been down this road before.
I know, Uncle Greg.
Listen, since I work here, I'll let you into the cage, okay? So why don't you, here, let me open the door. Why don't you, let me kill this gremlin. Why don't you go into the cage with the lion?
Roar, roar, lion sound, lion sound, lion sound.
This gremlin's being a real dipshit. Let me kill it. And here's your lion.
Meow. All right.
Hey, lion, do something interesting. Do something interesting. Oh, boy. I'm JPC. I'm the funniest guy on a podcast. Let me just get in here and touch this lion's mane. Oh, poke, poke,
hey, nephew?
Poke.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, God. This lion just banged me.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, yeah.
Gunshot, gunshot, ooh, gunshot.
Oh, yeah. I'm shooting my gun. I'm so horny for this lion.
I'm a gremlin. I don't want to do this. It's a living.
That's the new way we end any scene is I don't want to do
this. I don't want to do this.
Adam, what was the answer to that?
Honestly, I'll say next year. I'm not saying it.
That's so mean to the listeners.
I tried two or three times, and I kept getting interrupted, so we're moving on.
We had to acknowledge KJ was laughing.
Because that's my personality, is I get upset, and I'm passive-aggressive.
This is how I think that you die. I think someone gives you a compliment that you misunderstand as an insult.
Yeah.
You get into a fight with him, and then that person kills you in an act of self-defense.
100% that's going to happen.
100% that's how
I'm
you
way
die.
Too sensitive. I'm a little Fabergé egg of a person.
And Aaron, I think you die of old age on a very luxurious bed, surrounded by a very loving family.
Aww.
And all of your ex-husbands, they get back together, and they do
they
a...
Get back
get
together.
Back together.
Wait, this
they
is
they
Mama
were
Mia.
Together,
no,
and then they broke up. They
were just
describing
Mama Mia.
They're a doo-wop band, and they all sing on your deathbed. They're all much
really
younger
sweet.
Than you.
Oh,
these
God,
are
I love
the
my
living
life.
Ex-husbands.
I love my life.
It's a living ex-husband. What if we made the movie Mulan Mia?
It's a lot of singing.
Can we mash it up real quick? KJ's in the studio. They're going to mash it up real quick. Do your audio work.
KJ, just real quick, put together Mulan Mia.
They're brilliant, so they'll figure it out.
Let's get down to business. To defeat Fernando.
This guy's got him scared to death. If you're a listener, I will Google the answer to that puzzle and just tweet at me and I'll... I'll give you the right answer.
Here we go. Count Pazula's getting into the full riddle. I want to suck your butt. Here we go. This is the first
you've gotten into this, Count Pazula.
We're an hour into the show, and we're getting to our first riddle. So this is from a website, and I don't want to scare you, but I do because it's Halloween. This is from a website called Solve or Die. So the stakes are high. Oh, what if a Dracula was smoking a steak like it was like weed? That'd be funny.
Well, it would only be funny if they said something. What would they say in that situation?
He'd dab on your grave.
Dab on my grave. Not the stakes are high.
Okay. Fortnite dab on my grave. Well, the stakes are high is how I got to that image.
Yeah, I know. I was setting you up to say it again with the image.
Well, I want
to
be cool and hip and young. Jackie, here we go. One day, and this is like from a first-person point of view. Great. I should describe this. This is from a first-person point of view. And there's like two or three of these. What you're going to want to do is figure out what's so creepy about the story. So okay. It's not so much a question as it is a story, and then you have to figure out what's creepy about it.
What's creepy about it?
Mm-hmm.
And the voice is gone?
The voice is gone.
Great.
One day when I was 6 years old, my little sister wouldn't stop crying. It annoyed me so much that I killed her and threw her body down the well.
Oh, God.
It keeps going. The next day when I peered down into the well, her body had disappeared. When I was 12, I got into an argument with my best friend over something stupid. He made me so angry that I killed him and threw his body down the well. The next day, when I checked the well, his body had disappeared. When I was 18 years old, my significant other got pregnant. I didn't want to be a father, so I killed her and threw her body down the well. The next day, I looked in the well and her body had disappeared. When I was 24, I worked in an office and my boss was very mean to me. I couldn't take it anymore, so I killed him and threw his body down the well. The next day, when I checked the well, the body had disappeared. When I was 30, my mom got sick and was bedridden. I didn't want to take care of her, so I killed her, threw her body down the well. The next day, when I looked into the well, her body was still there. I checked the well every day after that, but her body never disappeared.
First of all, this is horrible. Outstanding. And upsetting.
Sounds like, and it also sounds a lot like me at all.
This is just... Oh, I'm sorry. This is for the This Is Your Life episode.
I have a guess.
So we're trying to think about what's creepy?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the whole story's creepy, but you have to figure out, like, what... I guess there was something to solve in terms of, like, why did the mother's body not disappear?
Yeah.
So you're just trying to suss that out.
I have one. I have a guess.
Okay.
I think maybe he burned, or, like, all the other bodies were ashes. And then this is the one body he like killed in a different way. I think it has to do with how he killed
them. It's the way that the murder happened.
Well, in the story, he throws the body down the well, and then every day the next day he peers down into the well, and the body's gone. So he's not doing anything to get rid of them, because he throws the body down the well. So I see what you're saying, but it's not ashes that he dumps. It's full bodies. It's like they're full, untainted cadaver.
So there's five bodies that go down the well. Over the course of this...
sister, friend,
lover, boss, mom.
Only the mom didn't disappear.
Hmm.
They actually died.
They all actually died.
So...
Although here's some of the comments on this one are just outstanding. One of them is, how can you kill your mother?
Oh, and the other ones make a lot of sense?
Yeah, you get to the end and you're like, I could never kill my mom. I've killed my boss before. I'm puzzled.
Okay, does who they are to him matter?
No.
Okay.
Well, I guess the final one matters, obviously, because there's something different. And that goes along with who she was to him.
Oh, so she was sick.
Mm-hmm. But you're right in terms of like who they were to him. To some degree, it does matter.
And does it matter how they got killed?
No.
Okay.
Hmm. So what's different about the mother?
She was sick.
She was sick.
You didn't want to take care of her, so we killed her.
Yeah. Is it something about the well? The well is different.
It's a magical well. That's the answer.
Is it a magical well?
No.
I was thinking it was like, did the well just get full of bodies?
That is, in the comments, that's somebody's guess is... Oh, so the water was only four bodies deep, and the fifth body landed on top.
The water was only four bodies deep.
You know how you measure water with by number of bodies? When you sit down at the bar, you're like, give me two fingers of whiskey.
Yeah, I said, give me four bodies.
With,
four bodies of well water. Oh, boy. Is there a hint? Can we get a hint? I have no idea. I'm absolutely stumbling over this.
Somebody, one of his victims, loved him very much.
His mom?
His boss didn't love him? My boss loves me. I'm fun at work.
The woman he was supposed to marry didn't love him? That makes sense because he's a murderer.
Yeah, how do you
know?
No,
I said somebody loved him very much. It was his mom.
His mom loved him very much.
If you love someone, what would you do for them?
Let them go.
Let them go.
Hope they return.
Oh, did he put her in like a put her in a box or something?
It's more to do with what the mom did for him.
She gave birth to him.
She gave birth to him. That's it.
Oh. Okay, I don't get it.
This is a bad
puzzle. I don't get it.
The mom
okay.
would remove the bodies from the well. And dispose of them because she loved her son so much.
Okay.
Oh, God.
He never caught on to that. And then when he killed her and threw her body down, she's not there to remove it. So she did.
So she did.
Oh, that's that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense because she rewarded kind of his behavior of like killing people throughout his life.
Ugh.
Isn't that a fun, spooky story?
Yeah, it's very spooky.
Let's go into another one here. This is another from the same site, so it's going to be equally bad. This is a way shorter story. This one's titled Burglar. That's the name of it. A few minutes ago, I was taking a shower, and I heard a scream from the living room. I got out of the bath and ran out there naked. When I got there, I saw a burglar standing over the dead bodies of my mom, my dad, and my little brother. When the burglar saw me, he jumped out the window and ran off. I'm so scared, I don't know what to do. What's wrong with that story?
What's wrong with the story?
Mm-hmm.
You would never touch your cell phone while you're wet.
Could you read it again?
A few minutes ago, I was taking a shower and I heard a scream from the living room. I got out of the bath and ran out there naked. Naked's all pointless. When I got there, I saw a burglar standing over the dead bodies of my mom, my dad, and my little brother. When the burglar saw me, he jumped out the window and ran off. I'm so scared, I don't know what to do.
You said shower and then bath.
Yeah, some people shower in a bathtub.
That's not anything.
Okay.
That's not it. I was for sure that was it.
Why would you think that has anything to do with it?
I was taking a shower. I got out of the bath. Your story don't check out, asshole.
Your stories is garbage.
So it doesn't matter that this person is naked?
No.
Okay, but talk to me about what they're working
Although
with.
Although I often sit down while I'm taking a shower. Because it's hard
but
to
you
be
fall
a person.
Asleep standing up?
Yeah, it's hard to be a person, and I like to...
You're saying that holding a Diet Coke, so yeah. I could just see you taking a shower bath with a Diet Coke?
Yeah, sometimes I just sit.
Why,
But
though?
I was told recently that that's gross.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, it's... Why do you do that?
While we're trying to solve this, why don't we...
We're not trying to solve this. We're actually talking about why Aaron sits down in the shower.
Because I'm tired.
Okay.
It feels nice. It's
sure.
a very relaxing thing. Also, it's helpful... you guys just saw me fall out of a chair for no reason.
Oh,
like a moment
yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
So if I'm shaving my legs or something, it's easier.
I've almost slipped several times in the tub and thought, or like in the shower, like getting out.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, if I died like this, someone would have to just like come and
yeah.
find me naked and, you know, put me in a coffin, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's how that works.
I would hate for my roommate to come home and have to shove my naked body in a coffin, but that's what would happen.
To get in the spooky sort of spirit, why don't we backtrack slightly? JPC, why don't we have you play that boy who murdered and threw people down the well?
Oh, thank God.
And Aaron, you be the mom who's on her sickbed.
Okay.
Cover your mouth. What the fuck?
But my hands are gone.
What do you mean your hands are
my
gone?
My hands are
mom,
gone.
They're just in your Afghan.
No, they're gone.
Mom,
I can't
they're in
see
your
them.
Afghan.
If I can't see it, it's not there.
Okay, here, let me
if
help
I can't,
you.
That's why I'm an atheist. I don't believe in anything I can't see.
Atheists. Okay, here, let me get your hands. Here you go, Mom. See, there's your hands.
These hands can talk, but they can't.
Okay, Mom, I know you want to do one of your puppet shows, so you might as well just do it.
I am the left hand, and I'm the right. And the left hand says, son, you have no idea what I've done for you. And the right hand says, I've done it too.
Okay, Mom, look. You're, is there anything I can get you?
My hands are gone again. They're gone.
I put them in my pockets, Mom. Because I wanted you to feel this. See, that's my cell phone and that's $20. So call and get yourself a pizza or something because you're freaking sick.
Son, I'm probably going to die
what?
Soon. And I just have to ask you something.
Okay.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Did you hit your head really hard when you were a kid? Why have you done? Why?
I don't know what you're talking about, Mom.
Why have you?
Why have I done all the murders?
Yeah. And with our water source, too. Yeah. So we drink from that water.
I know. It's like a convenient
well. Where are my hands?
They're right here, Mom. It's actually kind of a funny story. Or it's a sad song. So you pick. Do you want to hear the sad song version of why I killed four people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was but a boy, I only had one dream.
The camera zooms into this boy's face, and as the camera pulls out, he's on top of a Parisian rooftop. a windmill in the background.
I wanted to make people feel, but the only way was to make people scream.
Smash cut to Toulouse-Lautrec. He's drinking absinthe. Smash cut to the interior of the Moulin Rouge.
This guy's got me scared to death.
See,
I don't want to do this anymore. Do we have any guesses on the burglar? A hint is that it's called the burglar. So remember, when the guy got out of the bath, he saw the burglar standing over the dead bodies of his mom, his dad, and his little brother.
Yeah, I guess. Is it just because it's a misnomer and this should be called the murderer because the primary thing that happened here was a murder?
Yeah, but it's not called the murderer,
Is he a twin?
Nope.
Oh, he's called a burglar.
Yeah.
Oh.
So JPC, you basically have it.
So it's the Hamburglar.
That's what it is.
And the mom is the Big Mac. No, the mom is a McDouble. The dad is the Big Mac, and the little brother is a Happy Meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the Hamburglar.
Oh, okay. So the guy killed his family. He was taking a shower because he had blood all over him, and the burglar came in to rob the house, saw these bodies, and then saw the murder.
That's it. So it's not called the murderer. It's called the burglar, which means the burglar was standing. It says the burglar standing over the bodies saw the guy and ran out the window screaming. Meaning he's like, I came to rob his home. This guy killed his fucking family. I'm out of here.
Isn't that wild? That's such weird timing. That's crazy timing.
Honey, you wouldn't believe the timing. Just the weird. Oh, God.
So I'm robbing this. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to see a scene. Adel, you are going to play the burglar.
Perfect.
You have just gotten home to your loving wife, Susie. Which Aaron, you'll play Susie, and you almost your name's Kevin. You almost fell off your chair again. Very fun. And you're going to be telling your wife Susie about the weird coincidence that you just discovered.
Oh, sweetie, I'm so glad you're home. Robble, I had the worst day.
Oh yeah.
Robble, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
I was securing us some money. Wink, robble, wink, and I ran into this fucking sociopath. He had killed his family.
No.
Yeah, all these dead bodies.
Well, not that you asked, but my day,
oh,
I went to go kill someone to get us some money, wink, wink. And guess what?
Susie, no need to wink when you say you
wink, 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 blink, 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 blink.
Oh, you, is blink. It a wink or a blink?
Blink, wink. I went in and they had already been killed. So I guess we've both had a day.
Wait, did we hit up the same house? Let's say the house and the house address on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, East Elm.
Oh, so no.
Same street though.
Oh, same street. But you were at 1, 2, 3, 4. I was at 417. So we're about 30 minutes apart.
Yeah, but mine is a number that makes more sense and is easier to say in unison. So who's the asshole here?
Can I ask you why 1, 2, 3, 4 makes more sense?
Because that's an easier number to say in unison. If we're just someone's trying to say a number randomly in unison.
But we're trying to say the right address. We're not trying to sync up.
This guy's coming scared to death.
You have to stop watching Moulin Rouge.
I can't help it.
You know what my favorite part is?
What?
Eddie Murphy's that little dragon.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mushu?
What's his name?
Mushu.
Nah, I want Chinese food.
Oh, God.
That's a type of pork.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being racist. That's a type of pork.
I know. I don't want a divorce.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah, let's get out of here.
Rubble, rubble.
This guy's got me scared to death.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I promise I'll only do that in this episode. And then the rest of the episodes, I'll do my other favorite lines from Disney movies. For example.
No, save them.
Save them. No, save them.
I got so nervous. Wait, Eddie Murphy plays a dragon in Mulan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he plays a donkey in Shrek?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he plays a golden child in the movie The Golden Child?
That's right. No, he doesn't play the golden child.
No, he plays Bowfinger.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Riddies, Puzzies, Ouijis, and Zombies.
You're listening to Hey Riddle Riddle with Adil Rafai, John Patrick Cohen, and Aaron Keefe.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, no. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And now back to Hey, Riddle, Riddle. Here's Adel and Aaron and JPC.
Blee, welcome back to Blee Riddle Riddle. I'm Puzzula.
And I'm like David S. Pumpkins or some
David
shit.
David S. Puzzies.
Yeah, I guess I'm David S. Puzzies.
And I'm something with dabbing?
You were, no, because you hated that. And you gave yourself Scary Sleepy Witch.
Yeah, Scary Sleepy
spooky,
Witch.
Scary.
Spooky. Spooky. I said Scare and Keef and you said Spooky Sleepy Witch.
Scare and Keef makes the most sense, I suppose.
I wanted to have a fun Halloween name, but there's no good one for John Patrick Cohen. Like, it's just like
John Patrick
Monin.
Like Moana? What's your favorite line from Moana?
I'm a little chicken.
And yeah, that's my favorite line.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yeah. I like, and no one leaves.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's not a funny one, though.
Is that part of a song?
Yeah. It's the opening song about living on the island and no one leaves. I saw Moana in the theaters 3 times.
So good.
So good.
My favorite part of the movie is when she flips her hair and her hair goes in front of her face.
That's a pretty fun
That's
part.
Your favorite part of the movie?
Yeah, I think so. It made me laugh out loud in the theater filled with kids.
How many times do you cry?
Oh, a bunch.
I cried twice.
Yeah. There's like, I feel like two crying when she's the water parts.
Yeah. And her grandma. Oh my God, and the grandma parts.
Oh, the
parts.
Grandma. No, I can't do it.
Welcome back to Podana, your podcast for all Moana-related things.
I know, I can talk about that all day.
That's fun.
Can I say except your puzzies?
Oh, shit.
This guy's got the skin today.
We're going to keep, that's got to be 14, 15 times.
I'm sorry.
We're going to get
sued. At this point, you have to
get
100.
Do you want to do my favorite Aladdin one?
Yeah.
Which is 100 bad guys with swords. That's the best line.
Mine is, but I think he's rather tasty.
That's by far the best part.
Yeah. Because those old ladies are horny as hell for that young, young boy and his monkey. Do they want to fuck him or eat him? What's going on there?
He's rather tasty. Is that what she sounds like?
Want to fuck a kid? Want to eat a kid?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, that's not a good soundbite.
Yeah, I got to say, there used to be a part where they eventually in the movie cut to Aladdin's song, but there is a version where they stay on the women, and it says what JPC just said, but then they put that in the vault. Yeah,
it's terribly upsetting those women.
I'm gonna do one more. What do we think? One more, and then I have something special planned.
Okay. Well, how would we know? What do you think?
This one is called. I won't say what it's called. Here we go. I was walking home last night when I felt the urge to poop. I had to use a creepy old public bathroom. It was down at the end of a street full of abandoned houses. Very spooky. I went into the bathroom, opened the door to the first stall, and peeked inside. There was graffiti on the walls. On the right, it said, "This bathroom is haunted." And on the left, it said, "This writing will change." Creepy, huh? I went into the stall, pulled down my pants, and sat on the toilet. While I was pooping, I started thinking about the strange graffiti. Maybe I'm superstitious, but I just had to take another look. On my right, it said, "This bathroom is haunted," and on my left it said, "This writing will change." Hmm. So if the writing doesn't change, that means the bathroom isn't haunted, right? Solve for poop.
So was he not wearing underwear? He pulled down his pants and began to poop? Or is he pulling down his pants,
your brain
sitting
focuses
on the
on?
Toilet and shitting in his underwear?
I think the last 40 minutes have proven that you are a pervert.
No, I just know my riddles. And
I'm taking
I know
you
my
to pervert court.
I don't know. I don't want to make you read it again because it was long. Can I maybe read it off your phone while we talk about it?
No.
Because I there's like a part in it there I missed.
Here's what you need to know. When he's looking into the stall... Mm-hmm. On his left, it says, "This stall is haunted." And on his right, it says, "The writing on this wall will change." He gets a little spooked. He pushes through. He sits down, starts to do with his biz.
Pooping.
Then he looks again because he's curious. And on his left, it says, "This stall is haunted." And on the right, it says, "The writing on this wall will change."
Is it just a perspective of him turning around when he's pooping? Oh, my God. He's doing an upper decker. This makes sense. Bless you.
Excuse me.
JPC.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm trying to suck up the Aaron's family. Bless you.
Bless you, Mrs. Keefe. So he is doing what I do when I shit in a public bathroom, which I would never shit face. I always face the tank. I straddle my legs around and face the tank.
Which is also good advice for when you're pitching a new idea on a show.
Face the tank?
Always got to face the tank.
Or if you're in Tiananmen Square.
Oh, I wanted to say too soon, but too late.
Something about a mirror. Being upside down.
Wait, no, am I crazy?
JPC, you got it.
Yeah, the left and the right, and then he turns around, and it's the right.
So
and the
when
left.
He's facing the stall, it's one's on the left, one's on the right. When he goes inside and sits down, it should be swapped, but it's the same, meaning that it did change.
What an awful way to be haunted. That's like the what ghost is like, you know what my whole thing is? I do this thing on the walls where I change the words. Just go to heaven. If that's what you're doing on this earth still, just go to heaven.
All right, let's see a scene. JPC, you're going to be St. Peter,
okay,
who I believe guards the gates to heaven.
Yeah. Well, that's what I believe too.
And Aaron, you're going to be a ghost who has been haunting public toilets for a long time and has eventually kind of figured it out. And now you're trying to get into heaven. And we start in heaven.
Next.
Woo! It is good to see you. Hello.
Can I
stop
you right there?
Yep.
I see people here. All day, every day. That's sure. My whole life.
Absolutely.
I've never seen an entrance like that. Who the hell are you? I'm St. Peter.
Oh my gosh. Hi. Hello. It's so good to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
I have a reputation.
You're actually sort of the first celebrity I've ever
no
met
way.
Before. Yeah, you're very normal, though. It's good to meet you.
Okay, thank you.
Tell me, I know people probably ask you this all the time.
Please.
Who is just the most famous or surprising person you've turned away?
Hitler.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Hitler. He comes about every day with a new little disguise on. He got pretty close one time. He was delivering bread. But I was like, wait a second. People don't deliver bread.
Oh,
and I pulled off the mask and I was like, get out of here, Hitler.
Good. That's great.
Yeah, keep him out.
Mm-hmm.
That's my number one job, is keeping Hitler out of heaven. I'm sorry, your name?
Oh. No, it's...
It begins with an O? Let me just go to my O section.
St. Peter. It's me, St. Gabriel.
Oh, yes, St. Gabriel.
Do you not know who that is?
No.
She goes by O, but her first name is Jackie.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Jackie O?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we're making it so one of our prized first ladies has been stuck in bathrooms for many years. Just a woman who had a really traumatic experience and handled it with a lot of grace and tried her best.
And she married a shipping baron later, huh?
Yeah, so we're going to have it so she's been stuck in bathrooms.
For sure.
She was really smart and lovely in her own regard and was very
good. Oh, Jackie, oh, St. Peter,
yes,
I'm so sorry.
Yes,
I'm mistaken. That's Hitler in a costume.
Really? Excuse me, Jackie, because I have a sneaking suspicion, Gabriel, that you told me that you were going down to Earth to do some business. And let me just wrestle up the... Hitler.
You caught me.
You go to hell.
That guy's got me scared to death.
Get me out of here. I love Jackie O.
I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard I'm crying.
If you get the chance, if you're in Boston, go to the Kennedy Museum. It's incredible. But I specifically love the section of it that's dedicated to her. It's really interesting. It shows some of her travel journals.
Mm.
They also show some of his report cards. And that
Kennedy's?
From the White House?
Yeah, and he like didn't do well in some classes.
I can imagine that's true.
Well, his family had ties to the mafia, so he can just skate on by.
Yeah, also, he's a fucking Catholic, which don't even
care. Let's do this.
The only Catholic president.
We're going to move on to a section I call Brains Teasers. It's really
That's the first good thing that we've done.
Quick, one more time, just I'm speaking for the listeners. Adel, do you want to tell us the answer to that riddle so we don't get a bunch of people really mad at us?
No, we'll hold off until next week.
We make listeners one promise, is that we're going to make them...
I will tweet it. If somebody dresses up for Halloween, which is today when this releases, if you dress up tonight as sexy old man puzzles... If you dress up as sexy old man puzzles.
Or old man puzzles.
Or sexy Riddy Kitty. Or sexy Canoe Dog. Or sexy Kid Riddles.
Yeah.
Do they have
I will
to
tweet
do sexy?
Out the answer.
Can they just do it?
Oh, you're right. No, you're totally right. You're absolutely right. I was making a joke and then I realized the implications of what I'm saying. So, yeah, just regular. Remove the sexy. Just make it regular.
And I would like to say, Aaron said that we promise our listeners one thing. The only thing that I've ever promised our listeners is that I will go on a date with one of your siblings and I will pay for 25% of the date.
And then I'm going to break their freaking heart.
It must be within a week of their birthday. I could do 1 week on either end. And I don't care about the gender of the sibling. I do have a height requirement.
Oh. ladies and fellas, listen up, because you know the whole time he going to do Alan Alda. That's a promise. That's a... Hey, riddle guarantee. So let's move on to this section. Like I called it, like I said, it's called Brains Teasers.
Okay.
Nobody's having fun
with. That's a good joke.
So we'll move on.
I don't know. What am I supposed to have fun with the segment name?
So what's going to happen is I'm going to list a well-known character from a horror movie, and you have to tell me what movie they are from.
Okay.
This is going to move at a breakneck speed, which is fitting for Halloween because people break their necks and die. So
on Halloween.
So each one is going to be like 3 seconds tops.
Yes.
So really, first thing that comes to mind, I'll allow a quick answer from each of you sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes there won't be time. Sometimes you might get it and we'll move on immediately, but this should be very
quick. You're going to say the movie and we're going to say the character's
name? I'm going to say the character. You tell me what movie they're from.
Gotcha.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Pinhead.
I don't know.
Bowling for soup.
Sewing. Scary sewing.
Hellraiser. Norman Bates.
Psycho.
Ghostface.
Wu Tang, the documentary.
It's from Scream. Jack Torrance.
Your
Jack
butt.
Reacher.
That is the lead villain from Jack Reacher. And also The Shining. Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal.
Silence of the Lambs.
Both correct.
I got it.
Chucky.
Chucky.
Rugrats.
This guy's come scared to death.
The two scariest things as a kid, Brave Little Toaster and Rugrats. Rugrats scared the fuck out of me.
Chucky is Bride of Chucky.
Child's Play. Leatherface.
Field of Dreams.
Oh, boy. Leatherface, Aaron?
Mulan Rouge.
Wait. Leatherface is...
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Jason Voorhees.
Friday the 13th.
Lark Voorhees.
Friday the 13th.
Nope.
What? Friday the 14th.
Lark Voorhees.
Friday in Space.
Friday.
Next nope. Friday with Ice Cube.
She played Lisa Turtle on Saved by the Bell.
Damn it.
Freddy Krueger.
Nightmare on Elm
Street. Freddy got figured.
Repeat. Nightmare on Elm Street is correct, Aaron. Go ahead and both of you recite back to me that nursery rhyme.
One, two.
Buckamashu.
There you. Here we do.
One, two.
Three, four. Your you. Mom's a whore. Five, six. Pick up sticks.
Seven, eight.
Don't wake up too late. Nine, ten. Never sleep again.
Here we go. Michael Myers.
So I married an ex-murderer.
Nope. It's Shrek. Other Michael Myers.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah. H2
Pennywise.
It.
Jigsaw.
Saw.
Scream.
Ellen Shit. Ripley.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Mm-hmm. Samara.
Lion King.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo Bill.
Silence of the Lambs.
Patrick Bateman.
American Psycho History X.
Sidney Prescott. These some of these aren't villains.
Sidney Prescott.
Sidney Prescott.
I
don't know.
Damien Thorne.
I don't know.
Sounds like a porn name.
Ash.
Pokemon.
Captain Spaulding.
Boats.
The Xenomorph.
I don't know.
Xenowarrior Princess. No, Alien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Annie Wilkes.
Binfold 5.
The Thing.
The thing
you do.
What was it? That thing you... Remember that thing you do when they're like, you doing that thing.
Thank you.
And then all of a sudden... That thing pops out of his chest with the head.
Wait, Adam's Family. No, that's Cousin It.
The Thing should be the easiest one to get.
The Thing.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Okay,
did
sorry.
You?
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Thing. Yeah.
I missed it. Lubbin. Lubbin or Lublin? It's pronounced two different ways.
McLovin. Superbad.
The Leprechaun. HAL 9000.
Oh, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yep. Now we're going to move on. Pretty good job. Now we're going to move on to...
no way that was a good job.
We're going to move on to, these are lines, famous lines for movies. You have to tell me what movie this line is from.
Okay. Are you saying lion?
Famous lions. So like gotcha. Mufasa would be from.
Scar.
Lion.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. What, I forgot. I truly wasn't listening. What are we doing?
I'm going to keep going. You got to figure it out.
These are famous
Why
lines.
Why are you mad at me?
Famous lines
for
a movie.
Just tell me what it is.
Aaron, you weren't listening and you're mad at me.
Just tell me what it is.
I'm going to say a line from a movie. Oh, you have to tell me what movie it's from. So example, if I said, I see dead people.
Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense and Sensibility. What was the joke you made? It was pretty good.
Sixth Sense and Sensibility. That's
Sixth,
pretty good.
Sixth Sense, none the richer. Which
Sixth Sense,
none
the richer.
Kill me under the milky twilight. Lead me onto the moon.
Dead the whole time.
No, it has to be. here we go. Wendy, darling, light of my life, I'm not going to hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in. I'm going to bash them right the fuck in.
I don't know.
Oh, Wendy. That's Peter Pan.
Yeah. Wendy. Her name's Wendy Darling.
Hook. It's from Hook.
Oh.
That's from Hook?
No, it's from The Shining.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But her name is Wendy Darling.
Yes.
So my sickness. Okay, what's my sickness, Mom? Know what these pills are? These pills are gazebos. They're bullshit.
That's definitely from a Puddle of Mud song. No, that's Papa Roach.
It's from It.
That's from It?
I met this six-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
The Exorcist?
No.
Halloween. I'm your number one fan. I'm your number one fan. I'm your number one fan.
Hey, Riddle live show.
Fan.
Swim fan.
Close.
Swim fan. It's from, fan swim.
From Misery.
It's from Misery. Oh, Misery's good.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yep.
Boom. Oh, boom. Yeah.
That's from Friday the 13th. Here we go. In the morning, I'm making waffles.
Shrek.
Mulan.
Mulan.
It's Mushu from Mulan. Groovy.
Austin Powers.
Groovy.
I don't know.
Evil Dead 2.
Do I make you horny, baby? I like gold.
you should both get this. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Friday the 13th. No. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Fuck.
There you go.
Sorry.
7 days.
Seven.
The Ring.
Yep.
Dove shampoo. Help me.
What's your favorite scary movie?
That's from Scream.
Scary movie.
That's
Scream.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Scream.
A boy's best friend is his mother.
Psycho.
Not my gumdrop buttons.
Candyland?
It's Shrek.
That's Shrek again.
Get away from her, you bitch.
Shrek.
It's from Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Your mother sucks cock in hell.
God.
That's Con Air.
That's what JPC had said earlier. That's Con Air. That's from Exorcist.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. Yeah, because of the little girl, filthy
that
mouth.
Movie.
Come and play with us, Danny, forever and ever and ever.
Grease.
The Shining.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
I don't know.
Is that another one from Alien?
Smile, you son of a bitch. No, but it's a very similar delivery. Here's another one from the same movie. That's some hat, Harry.
When Harry met Sally?
Yep.
When Harry met Hattie?
When Harry met Spooky.
Oh, when
Wait,
Harry met... When
what
Scary
is
met Spooky.
What is this movie?
It's from Jaws.
Jaws.
Jaws is good.
Yeah, right. It's about boat.
Let's just do...
Ten more.
We're going to do two more here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we're going to do three more.
Great.
Goddamn foreign TV. I told you we should have bought a Zenith.
Oh, Vegas Vacation.
That's what it is. Gremlins.
Damn it.
If I wanted to listen to an asshole... I'd fart.
My dad?
Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Last one. Wolfman's got nards.
Teen Wolf.
Monster Squad.
What's Monster Squad?
It's a movie about kids who collect a squad of monsters and then fight.
Pokemon?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
What do we... Everyone's looking at me with furrowed brows.
Those were hard.
Yeah.
I don't... Also, I've never seen like any scary movies.
I feel like that... is a cool format, though, and I would love to do that with movies I wish I knew better, wish I knew more.
Well, maybe
movies.
We'll do it sometime with
regular movies,
better movies.
Romantic comedies, please.
With romantic comedies. Here, I also had a section that we didn't get to and we're not going to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it was the taglines for movie posters. So when the movie was in theaters, this was what was on the poster.
Do you want to do a couple of them?
Yeah, let's do a couple.
As a couple?
You two will be a couple.
Great. All right.
And you have to answer them together.
Cool. Okay.
At the same time.
Okay.
Right. So almost like 1, 2, 3, 4 Elm Street. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these you should be able to just kind of suss out even if
They're
you haven't seen it.
They're all spooky movies.
They're all spooky movies.
Okay.
The monster demands a mate.
Bride of Frankenstein.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Jaws 2.
Yeah. Aaron got it. In space, no one can hear you scream.
Oh.
Space Jam?
No.
It's Space Jam. Someone please Photoshop
please.
A movie Wait. Poster of Space Jam that says in space.
Wait,
no, it should say in space, no one can hear you jam.
Yeah. that also, that would have been a great tagline
so
for Space Jam. Is it Alien, Ellen?
It's Alien. Alda. Did you just call me Ellen?
I called myself Alda.
I thought you called me Ellen. I was going to start dancing.
It's Alien, right? Yeah.
So that was in space, no one can hear you scream.
Yes.
The next one is, in space, no one can eat ice cream. This movie was directly making fun of Alien.
Good Burger 2.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
What?
It.
Here's one of my favorites. And the words I'm going to say are spelled differently. They're homonyms, but they're spelled not the way you normally would say them.
Okay.
This tagline is, exercise your rights.
Exercise.
But exercise and rights are spelled the spooky way. Exercise your rights.
Exorcism.
My sister loved this movie.
Exorcism something.
Think of my sister. Think of Sadia.
Sadia.
What movie would Sadia like? What spooky movie would Sadia like? When she was a teenager.
I don't... What the fuck? How would I know that?
Oh, when you're at camp, you do arts and...
Craft.
The craft?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Know. They're witches. Spooky and sleepy.
Here's a good one. This one's semi-spooky.
Okay.
This is not really a horror movie, but it's semi-spooky. Tagline is, his story will touch you, even though he can't.
Oh, ghosty.
Casper.
Casper. Is it Casper?
Edward Scissorhands.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He also can't touch you because he's a ghost.
The greatest fairy tale never told.
Hook. The greatest fairy tale never told?
That's from Shrek.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
We keep falling
and
for
the
it.
Last, the last one. You can't get rid of the Babadook.
Babadook.
Mm. From Babadook. Babadook Duke. I'm keeping this baby.
Doing that thing you do.
Baba, that thing you do.
This guy's coming scared to death.
I like how you said, Baba, don't Duke, I'm keeping this baby, which is like, those aren't the lyrics at all.
Isn't it? Papa, don't preach. Oh, no, it's I'm in trouble.
Yeah, they just give away the ghost.
I have to pee and it's an emergency. I'm sorry. I've been trying
well,
to hold it.
Well, we're doing the outro.
It's like that bad. I'm so sorry.
Well, that wraps up our Halloween episode. We hope you had fun.
No, we hope you had murder.
What's the opposite of fun?
Murder. We hope you got spooked.
I can't urge you enough. Please tune in next year for our 2019 Puzzleween episode because you are going to get the answer to a very terrible question.
I tried to bail you out so many times.
Yeah. Who's the ugliest woman? That's look forward to that for next year.
Oh, boy.
I tried, everybody. I tried for you.
The hole we keep digging ourselves into.
Well, please check us out on social media. We're on Twitter at HeyRiddleRiddle. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. You can email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. People have been sending us so many riddies and puzzies. Please continue to do so. But also, if you don't have a riddie or puzzy and you just want to say hi to us, if you want to tell us if you're enjoying the show, please do. Because I feel like we get people who say that, but it's mostly along with puzzles and riddles. So please just reach out to us and let us know that you're listening if you're enjoying it or any comments you have. Any notes for JPC, whatever you might have.
Never wait too long before you tell someone that you love them. Because I did that once. And I went to, I knocked at her door and I said, hey, I wanted to tell your daughter that I love her.
And she said, you're under arrest.
Well, no. And the woman said, my daughter's been dead for 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she goes.
She goes.
And she goes. And so,
she didn't know, though. She
didn't know.
Know.
But, picked up a graveyard.
But the moral of the story is, I always tell ghosts you love them.
You can also buy merch. We have merch now. You can buy that at www.tpublic.com/heyriddleriddle. We have some Kevin and Susie and Riddies and Puzzy shirts. Please snatch those up. We're going to be selling some more stuff soon. And we've also been talking recently about possibly doing some live shows. So if you want to bring us out to your city, here's our demands. We got to have working chairs.
You have to have a friend named Dave, and I have to be able to sleep in his truck.
And you have to bring a dog to the show, and it has to be a good boy.
Yeah. It has to be a really cute dog, or a picture of your dog.
Or a picture of your
Don't
dog.
Forget the paper from episode 6, 7.
Oh,
eight,
yeah.
That I'm going to eat the paper and drink your pen.
Have to bring a paper for Aaron to eat, a pen for her to drink.
Oh, you got to cash that check.
Yeah, I'm
that
going
your mouth
to.
Wrote.
Yeah.
JPC, you just got a new dog, right?
I did, yeah.
How's Spaghetti?
She is a delight. She's an absolute delight. I can't wait to go home and have a big bowl of spaghetti, if you know what I mean.
Does she talk yet?
She's a dog.
So, yes.
She's a dog, not a witch, so she never will. But no, she does know sit and down.
I am Count Puzzula. I have been played by Adil Rafai. You can check out my podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern, Siblings Peculaire, which is a podcast I do with my sister, Sadia, who loves the craft. Big Faruka Balk fan. Is that her name?
Could be.
From Return to Oz?
For and, sure, could be.
And yeah, come check out World News Tonight at IO Chicago and have a wonderful Halloween.
I'm a spooky, sleepy witch, and my name's Erin Keefe. And I am in a sketch show that I wrote that I'm really proud of called Emerald County Bank and Trust that's going to be at Second City in November, starting November 17th, and it's at 7:30. But follow me on my Instagram, ErinKeefe10, and I'll all information's about all information's. All information.
You smell Dove soap.
I just Dove soap. All information about my shows and stuff will be on there.
Can I say, when you got a little flustered, you were looking right at JPC, and it seemed like your brain was saying something. Like your brain was saying that you were upset about JPC, or like you were frightened, or what was your brain saying? This guy,
100 bad guys with swords.
Bump, set, deflate the ball.
this guy's got me scared to death.
And I'm David S. Riddies, Spooky Puzzle Man, Papa Horny for... we're all part of it. If you... whatever. Fuck that guy. If you want to check out anything that I do, just follow me on Twitter at GPSoFly. All my plug-in stuff is in my bio. So,
What about your Glades?
Oh, yeah. Plug it in.
As we leave you, Aaron, I'm really sad to say that Rudy Kitty is dead. We didn't resuscitate Rudy Kitty. Mm. Where do you think Rudy Kitty's soul went?
Back into its body. Rudy Kitty's alive again. Rudy Kitty.
Riding on the wall.
I picture Rudy Kitty as like a Mary Tyler Moore type. Like a working gal who's throwing her hat up into the air.
She throws a mouse up into the air.
You're gonna make it after
all. You're gonna solve it after
she
all.
She throws her mouse up into the air. She eats the mouse.
And puts it back on her.
She puts the mouse on her.
She wears the mouse as a hat.
Okay. So everyone who drew Rudy Kitty drew her wrong. She's got a mouse for a hat.
Let me try this again. Aaron, in space no one can hear you jam, except for one planet.
Jupiter!
There it is.
This has been Blair Riddle Riddle, evoked by Adult Terrify. Starring Scaren Keith and John Patrick Cohen. He's scary enough. AJ Spiders did the editing. And Carly Garrett on the theremin. Logo created by Emily Carnedris and Emma Stein Ortiz. My group before Blair Riddle.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.